A True Story Written by You. Sister Sheldon's Miracle by Elise D., age 10, Washington, USA. Sister Sheldon is the greatest primary president ever. She is energetic and funny. When she stands up to do sharing time, we all say, "It's Sheldon sharing time," with jazz hands and smiles. She loves it. Early in 2015, Sister Sheldon found out that she had cancer again, for the fifth time. She explained to all of us what cancer is and what it does. She told us that she might miss church sometimes and she would probably lose her hair. She asked us to fast and pray to help make her cancer go away. During this time, our primary did the Helping Hands Challenge, where we cut out paper hands and wrote on them an act of service we did. Sister Ashby, in the primary presidency, had the idea to make a Helping Hands quilt for Sister Sheldon. We all wanted her to know that we love her, so the whole primary traced hands and hearts, and the Activity Day girls used them to make a quilt. We sewed, ironed, and poured all of our love into it. Some of us even tied strings on our fingers to remember Sister Sheldon. We gave the quilt to Sister Sheldon. She took it to her chemotherapy sessions and felt our love. The best part was when Sister Sheldon bore her testimony to the entire primary. She told us how special we were to her and that she loved us. She knew we were a big part of why she made it through chemo again. Even though I was scared that she might not make it, I just knew she would. Today, Sister Sheldon is cancer-free. End of the story, Sister Sheldon's Miracle, read by Maya Reinwand.